KLOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:48, we're pleased to have with us in studio Emporia State President Ken Hush. It was a week ago, almost exactly, that we were preparing for the official announcement of Emporia State President. Ken has been serving as the interim since November and was officially given the permanent title a week ago. We're pleased to have him with us today. Ken, how are you today?
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks very much for having me.
How busy has it been, and have you had a chance to kind of reflect on that move from the interim position to the permanent role?
Yes, it's been a whirlwind. And you're right, it was a week ago yesterday. In fact, I just found out about it the night before that. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a fun week and frankly a little foggy with everything going on. But it's incredibly exciting, particularly for me, and the team that I've been working with for 7 months. And when they asked me to take the more permanent role, it's a huge honor. And it, you know, when I went up to the podium to say a few words, right, on the announcement, and it hit me, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, it's not the permanent one, and there's, you know, it's different. It's a little different responsibilities, and it's for the longer term. And you know, what hit me, guys, was really is that, yes, I was stepping into the permanent role, and very excited about that with the whole university, you know, behind us and the community. But, you know, having grown up in this community and my dad and brothers and family and friends all still being, yeah, that's a little bit different weight, you know, that we're carrying on the shoulder, and I'll do it with pride. But so,
you mentioned your reaction at the podium, President Hush. What was your reaction when you were informed by the Board of Regents that this would actually be happening?
It was a phone call because I was up there earlier in the day up in Topeka and with all the regents, and I was caught off guard. Again, it was the evening before, and we joke around some, and I wasn't quite sure if they were serious or not. But no, because you know, they had to also tell me about, hey, handing off to someone else too, you know, on potential phone call. And so, but no, it was a moment of non-response and reflection, you know, for those instances.
Now, Ken, you've been very good coming in and giving us time here on the radio, and we certainly appreciated that during your interim role. And I know back at the beginning, because we always did pose the question, I think, every time you were in here, are you interested in taking the permanent role? And you seemed reluctant in the past when asked if that was going to be the case.
No, you're absolutely right. I was not. And, in fact, the search process was rolling out, and, you know, I had a belief it was a conflict of interest for me in the interim role at that time, although a lot of people on campus around the city and even people in Topeka were suggesting to consider. But I think we had some deliverables to provide, to the Board of Regents and also the community in the state of Kansas. And so did that. No, I did not. It was within a few weeks. They were going through the search process a few weeks before the closing of the application process that I started to really think about it, and some things happened with a few of our key leaders in an aha type of moment that the whole – their grasp of the change needed for the whole state, right, the whole system. That kicked in, and we had others that were really all in, but it was a combination of those things that – you know, I thought, hey, maybe we should do this together for a bit longer. And so, yeah, it was right before the closing hour that I put my name in the hat. So, but yes, it was a change.
I wanted to ask, and I want to loop back to, you know, a question I think that I asked you actually at the news conference afterward about how being the interim prepared you for and set you up here for success as the permanent president. But I also wanted to ask you about statement that you just made here about statewide change. What do you see right now for the region system that's coming together here, and what type of statewide change are you seeing that's needed here, starting at ESU and then filtering out across the state?
Yes. Great question. I mean, we can Google higher education in Kansas, and you've got more articles now than ever before. And downward trends, we're publishing it. The Board of Regents are publishing it. You know, they started trending down 5-6 years ago. And so the nice thing is Emporia State's not in this basket alone. And so, in fact, of the fiscal year, which starts Friday, the new fiscal year for the state system on universities, you know, there's some negatives from a financial standpoint, and we're one of those, but, you know, the majority are as well. You know, high school students, you know, that would normally choose to go to college have new options now. And look how the workforce today has provided other options. So we're trying to, in fact, they can skip college and a lot of times go to various jobs around the city, which are fantastic for the city and the community. They have options, but they can sometimes go and make more money, right? And so I think there's a lot of things that need to be addressed, but you know, I think we're going to continue to evaluate the student needs, the modern student needs. And we're going to continue to do what we have always done, and that is to, you know, address the student needs. We're going to educate the students for the time they have on campus. We're going to graduate them to meet the workforce needs of, hopefully, the state of Kansas, you know.
With Emporia State President Ken Hush here, a week into the permanent role as the president of Emporia State University. Now, President Hush, one thing that I think that really sets you apart from other interim presidents that we have seen in the past is you have not stood pat during your interim role here. There were changes in play. Things have been kind of in flux a little bit. You've been moving things in a different direction. A lot of interims don't go that route and can be met, I think, with a little bit of skepticism. I mean, you're in the interim role and you're in here to making changes. How received was that, and was that your plan when you came in?
It was definitely the plan. You know, the advantage you just asked was having 7 months into this role before the interim. The advantage was I got to see a lot of things, work with some talented leaders, and understand the campus. But no, before taking the interim job, I spoke with the Board of Regents, and you know, they were very open. I said, listen, if you want the usual interim, I'm not that person. That's not my characteristic. But if you wanted me to come in and, through consensus, as many as possible on campus and listening to the community and alums, do an analysis of the total institution, and, frankly, using a lot of what I learned from Emporia State University in my education and practiced for decades and decades outside world in the business arena, that's what we applied. And so, yes, I think didn't sit pat. We're not sitting pat anymore. And by the way, throughout all these changes, it's analytical. We're analyzing data. Okay, trends. We're looking at the financial impacts. We're looking at the classroom needs and what the students want. So it's encompassing everything. And we updated the Board of Regents throughout the entire process. And I think the team, the leadership team of the university, are very proud of that, and we're linked. Again, we're not in this thing alone as Emporia State University. There's six universities, major ones in the state of Kansas, and we're all having to do that.
I think it was an ESU buzz that we had with you, I want to say back in January or February, where you mentioned the conversation and the ongoing work and some of the adjustments between the Emporia State and the Board of Regents relationship, and trying to work together at the, you know, university level to meet the statewide goals and objectives. How has that work been going here over the last 6 months?
I think, well, you know, one of the things, a lot of things, and not just here but other places, it's you know, with the university perhaps, and I've seen it elsewhere over the years, and their respective board of regents or whatever governing body is, it's an us versus them. You know, we took that opposite approach. You know, I come from the world that you try to get a bunch of, you know, knowledge together and different types of knowledge and capabilities, and you try to make the best consensus decisions, and you move on from there. You know, what we did was we asked, hey, could we speak with some board of regents? We have meetings every month, and they're screened live. Could we meet with or talk to some in the meantime between those weeks so that we can communicate and bounce ideas and advisory? You know, we make our own decisions, and they're a great advisory board. And so and they're changed. They understand, like most people in the state of Kansas, that things have to change. And so we had them on campus 2.5 months ago, okay, and met the whole 28-person leadership team. There were three regents on campus. We brought another one in. We made a couple presentations to them over the last few months of what we're finding, the direction, what the possibilities are. Again, always as a sounding board. I'd like to say that and from what I hear from others on campuses, the relationship is the most open that it's been in a long time. And frankly, we're linked elbow to elbow.
Emporia State President Ken Hush in with us. We want to get you back in again. Hopefully you're going to still be agreeable to coming on in and
Absolutely.
Talking with us here.
Absolutely.
But you have a couple of big hires on the way. Not that they're not all big hires at Emporia State, but Provost mm-hmm. is certainly on the horizon. Athletic Director, how are things going in that process?
I think, first of all, the Provost is will be rolled out officially this week. And so that search will be ongoing. The committee's put together. Joanne Brewer is the chair. She's also the dean of our teachers' college, and mm-hmm. she's put together a terrific team and a diversified team across campus and city members. And so we expect that to probably come to fruition in some form in the next 60, 90 days. So that's on the horizon. Yes, athletic director, and hey, appreciate everything Kent Weiser has done over a couple decades. But yes, we'll probably announce that later this afternoon. Okay. You know, or tomorrow morning, we're finalizing a few things. You guys will be obviously front and center on that, and so thank you. But yes, that will be put in place. But you know, you mentioned it, Ron. Is it? You appreciate us, ESU, on your programs. Jeez, we want to just say the same thing back to you. I mean, never has there been a time, perhaps, you know, in the history, you know, for the university where change is vital, okay, in various forms. And you guys are a key partnership in that, allowing us to help educate and communicate with our community. And hey, you know me, I have a close link with the community. And, yeah. and so we want to we have to work this thing, you know, community, university, alums, students, all of it like never before. So thank you for everything that you do for us.
Well, thanks for saying that. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you along that discussion point, really kind of what you see coming. You know, we talked about the education side of things, but, you know, now perhaps more than when we went to school, the experience side of higher education is as big as the education side itself,
right.
Or at least it seems to be that way.
Right.
So what are you envisioning here when it comes to the student experience and then some of the other tentacles that can lead into that, whether it's, you know, strictly on-campus activities or Emporia State partnerships across the city spectrum?
That's a great question. Student experience, like you said, it has changed.
Totally changed, yeah.
Students, the modern student today, and by the way, they're evolving, okay? They're a lot different today than they were just when COVID started, let alone a few years before. So the acceleration rate of students' wants and needs are rolling out quicker and quicker. So it's quite the job to keep ahead of that. Okay, now we're still going to educate them in a great way and, like I said, graduate them for the workforce. But, you know, they are thinking You know, it used to be, hey, if I can graduate and get my degree. It was degree focused. Now, it's in what we're, I mean, this is what a lot of us have been thinking for some time now, but they are going beyond the degree. It is talking career. Okay? They're passing kind of the degree. Yeah. What am I going to do with my degree? What is the career? Because, again, you know, there's options. They have options to do other things versus going into higher education. So it is a career focus, and that's, as a result, we're thinking of more career focus. Just one change is, you know, students now are coming in with 20, 30 hours of credit from high school. Okay, that's 1 year.
Yep.
Less on campus. Or, oh, they're taking some online courses, right? Oh, they're transferring. Maybe they stay close to home, live locally, save their money, and mom and dad, and then now transferring in for a couple years. So, you know, there are a lot of students that we have for a shorter period of time. So what does that mean for us, right? Not only university-wise, we got to look at our curriculum in a different way. We've got – it means economic impacts to the community and also university.
Yeah, still very important to keep kids on campus, right?
Totally. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, you know, during COVID, an example of that, Ron was, you know, give or take half of our dorms were empty. Okay. That's a financial impact. It has a trickle-down domino effect to the city for hotels, you know, restaurants and everything. Absolutely. That's been a major emphasis for retention.
Well, President Hush, we really appreciate your time, you coming in. We're out of time here this morning, but we'd like to get you back. There's hundreds of topics I know that we could touch on, so we're not hitting all of them this morning. But as always, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you so much. And again, guys, you've been very instrumental over the years, so thanks to you.
Well, I think your passion, you know, is obviously very evident, and I think Emporia State got a home run hit here.
Agreed. Agreed.
Ken Hush as president. Ken, thank you very much for coming
in. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ken. Emporia State President Ken Hush joining us here as we wrap up our morning show. We're going to have Greg Ray Sports Headlines coming up in just a second. It's 9:04 on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com.
Today, text the word PETE, PETE, to 62030.